Yes, hello, thank you. Thank you very much for taking your time to follow this conference call on Piaggio full year 2019 financial results. Today's conference call will be hosted by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and by Mrs. Alessandra Simonotto, Piaggio Group Chief Financial Officer, and myself. All relevant materials are available in the investor section of Piaggio Group website. At the end of the presentation, as we said before, we will be available to answer the questions you may have. Before starting the presentation, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to be materially different. Finally, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call in a listen-only mode. Now, I would like to turn the conference call to our Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Roberto Colaninno.
So, good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I would like to start the call giving our view on the next month and at the same time a glimpse on how we manage our production activity. In Piaggio Group, we adopt a production plan system, use it to forecast our production need for the following 4 months. Namely, for two-wheeler, the plan is deployed for three areas, EMEA and Americas, India and Asia-Pacific, and China. For light commercial vehicle, the plan is deployed for two areas, EMEA, India, and the country where India develops on its export. With this plan, having all that in mind, today we have a clear view on our supplier need for the next 4 months, and I'm glad to say that we don't see any material negative effect on our production and sales till the end of April and May. According to the information we had at the beginning of this week, 100% of our Chinese supplier had already reopened the facility, all confirming their delivery time. Similarly, all the Italian supplier are not experiencing any production issue. Also, the very few suppliers which are headquartered in the focus area of the virus outbreak near Lodi, the Arnaldi in Lombardy, and Veneto. In fact, they have no inventory to meet our need and the components for several months, and they operate also with the facility located in all other regions. On top of our production plan, we have ordered to speed up the procurement process, especially from Asia and the Southeast Asia. We have put in place a plan to replace maritime shipping with train shipping, or just if needed, to our shipping. If we look at our next production launch, I can confirm that we don't see any issue at this moment, both for light commercial vehicle and two-wheeler. Vehicles developed together with Foton are still expected to be launched at the end of 2020 and stated in the prior conference call. Similarly, we don't foresee any delay in the launch of new bike and scooter. At this regard, I'm glad to announce you that the new Aprilia SXR, recently presented on India, has received an extremely positive welcome from the market. So strong that we have already received requests to open around 80 dealers on top of what we have today, shop to sell this new vehicle, started from September 2020. If we look at demand, the trends, and our sales by geographic area, the first 2 months have been very positive. We expect it to be positive trend to be confirmed for the whole first quarter 2020. In Europe market, demand is very strong, and we have already received order for two-wheeler to meet our first quarter budget target, that is above 2019 level. Some positive trend for two-wheeler Asia, where we expected volume and revenue on the rise versus to the first quarter of 2019. In India, we are successfully facing the passage from Bharat 4 to Bharat 6, that corresponded to Euro 4 to Euro 5. And recently, we have also successfully launched the API City, and SEBI 4 presented the new Aprilia as X-Air. Despite that, the overall volume, both for light commercial vehicle and two-wheeler in India, will be lower than the first quarter of 2019, affected by the expected demand weakness ahead of the introduction of our Bharat 6. But this is no news, because this trend is widely expected by local producer and financial market. The sum up we expected to the end of the first quarter 2020, with results in line with the same period of 2019, that had been already the best first quarter on the record.
Thank you. Now I hand over the phone to Mrs. Alessandra Simonotto, and we can see the slides that you have found on the website. Thank you.
Thank you, Raffaele. Good afternoon to everybody. In order to make our call focus, I will concentrate only on few important points. I'm glad to start with the call with some slides that summarize the great strides made by the company in the last years in the path towards the improvement of operational and financial performance. If you take a look to page 4, you can see 2019 was another extraordinary year, despite the persistent weakness in India, which represents one of Piaggio's key markets. As you can see, the key point underscored in this line is cash generation, which is our top priority. We have been able to generate 73 million euro of free cash flow, the best result into the date, despite the significant step up in capital expenditure. Strong cash generations pushed down the ratio net debt on EBITDA to 1.9, another step in the long-lasting path towards companies deleveraging. This outstanding performance stemmed from the strong improvement of all key operating metrics. Net sales went up 9.5%, the highest growth rates to date, with all geographies positively contributing. Operating margin rose significantly, notably with the EBITDA reaching the best absolute result and percentage margin today. EPS grew 29.8%, the best performance of the last 11 years. On page 5, you had a picture of the medium-term dynamic. Since 2013, when the European two-wheeler market demand reached the trough, the group steadily improved all key financial metrics, thus proving the ability to cut the cost base whilst retaining the ability to grow, enhancing mix and increasing efficiency. Noteworthy, in 2019, we added another milestone to our journey of solid and profitable growth, with European scooter demand still 50% below 2007 level. This gives you a sense of the magnitude of the result uplift achievable with improved demand driven by the replacement cycle. Additionally, as you can see on page 6, these strong results have been achieved leveraging some key brands, all delivering outstanding results. Notably, Vespa and Moto Guzzi achieved the best results since IPO. Let's move to page 7, on which we summarize our industry's demand trends. In a nutshell, Europe demand posted healthy growth, suggesting that the long-awaited replacement cycle is well underway, while Asia growth lost steam across the year and India demand kept declining, dragged down by multiple external shocks, coupled with the first negative effect linked to the introduction of Bharat VI engines. Let's move now to page 8 to have an in-depth analysis of trend by business. As said before, revenues grew at the fastest pace today, 9.5% or 7.7% in constant currency. This performance stemmed from synchronized growth in all cash-generating units and in all businesses. Looking at the gap between volumes and revenues trend, you can notice that a key driver of growth has been the strong positive price mix effect in all geographic areas and all business segments. This effect has been driven by our strict pricing policy, coupled with our ability to pass through costs with selected price increases, leveraging the strong appeal of our brands. Looking more closely at the performance by geographic area, India revenues grew despite the negative volume trend, also benefiting from a positive demand upswing in the latter part of the year. Asia Pacific confirmed strong momentum across the year, posting strong growth both in volume and revenues. Growth keep on drawing strength from the outstanding performance of Indonesia, Thailand, and China, all with revenues surging more than 40%. I would like to spend more time commenting on the positive performance in two-wheeler EMEA and Americas. As highlighted in last conference call, in Europe, our retail sales grew broadly in line with market demand trend, while the slower trend of our selling volumes shown on the slide was driven by action aiming at curbing dealer stock. Despite that, revenues in the area grew around 8% behind the positive contribution of all major countries and stronger positive mix effect. Lastly, EMEA and Americas light commercial vehicles kept on posting sound results with synchronized growth of European and export sales. Let's move now on to page 9 to look at the breakdown of the performance by product. As said before, revenue growth stemmed from all product segments. As highlighted before, both bike and scooters revenue growth have been boosted by strong brands. Bike's outstanding performance has been mainly driven by Moto Guzzi, which revenues surged by 79%. Aprilia bikes posted good performance too, ending the year with volume and revenues on the rise. Scooters kept on benefiting from the healthy performance of Vespa and MP3, as we saw before in the presentation. Let's move now to page 10 to have a look at the EBITDA bridge. As said before, EBITDA grew by 13%, reaching to 128 million euro and margin on sale at 15%, both representing an all-time peak. This outstanding result was driven by healthy gross margin performance. In fact, excluding the currency effect, the percentage gross margin would have been 30.3%, broadly in line with last year. Notably, as you can see in the chart, the strong improvement of net sales had largely offset the negligible negative mix effect. Cash operating expenses ended up versus prior year, reflecting heightened effort to support new initiatives, heightened marketing expenses, and upfront costs for new product development. Moving to slide 11, we can see the net result ex IFRS 16 surged at 30%, reaching 47 million euro, despite higher D&A, which have been inflated by the write-down of some assets. I will skip now page 12 that summarizes the figures we have just discussed to move directly to page 13 to have an in-depth analysis of cash and net debt. In my opinion, the most significant slide, since it testifies our ability to reduce debt whilst returning value to shareholders through dividends and buybacks. In detail, operating cash flow grew versus last year primarily on the back of higher EBITDA. Working capital cash generation reached an all-time peak, mainly driven by lower inventories, positive contribution of €9 million rolling, higher contribution on payables, positive contribution of €14.5 million rolling, while we have been reduced receivables despite higher revenues, positive contribution €9 million rolling, while keeping factoring broadly in line with prior year. Capital expenditure was significantly higher than last year, plus €26 million, driven by heightened focus on new product launches and need to develop new engines to fulfill new emission standards both in India and in Europe. Lastly, change in equity was higher than last year, mainly reflecting higher dividend paid. As a result, we produced €73 million of free cash flow, which pushed down adjusted net debt ex IFRS 16 at €409 million. On page 14, you have a picture of the CapEx evolution since the company has been listed. You can notice there have been two spikes in CapEx driven by opposite purposes. The former driven by the need to open up new plants in Asia to fuel local growth, the latter linked to the strong push on the introduction of brand new products, technologies, and engines, also to comply with the new framework of regulation standards. Thank you.
Okay, so now we are ready to answer the question you may have. So we're waiting for your questions. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The first question is from Monica Bosio with IMI Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking my questions. The first one is, first of all, thanks for the highlights on the first quarter. Looking at the entire 2020, can you just help us to figure out the volume trend by regions and the pricing impact by regions, because in 2019 the volumes in EMEA grew by just 2.4% because of the destocking. Now the destocking is over. I would like to know what do you expect for Europe in 2020 and also for the other area. Also in terms of price effect. The second question is on India. It seems that the government will launch a strategic incentive plan for the scooters. Can you give us just some your feeling and what do you expect from this? And the very last question is on Vespa. Revenues increased by 7%. Can you just give us the volumes update on Vespa? And how much is the Vespa in Europe? Thank you very much.
Yes, Monica, Raffaele answering. So I will start from the very end. So Vespa sold last year across the world were above 200,000 units, in between 200 and 210,000 units, with total revenues that are quite important in the region. More than €400 million of Vespa sold last year. Going to the, so you can get something between €400 and €450 million of revenues. Going to the Indian government vehicle scrappage incentive. So what we know is that this scrappage policy is in its final stages and is waiting for the final clearance of the Union Cabinet, as stated recently by the Financial Minister. Okay. According to this news, it seems that for commercial vehicles older than 15 years, would be this vehicle eligible for scrapping. That means that if you give back an old vehicle, you will receive a sort of discount or lower fees when you will purchase a new one. But this is what we can see on the press. We are still waiting for the final decision. If this will be decided and this scrappage incentive will be developed as expected, clearly that will help the market and above all the market starting from April when the introduction of the Bharat VI vehicle will be compulsory. So maybe that will revert the market trend, the negative market trend that we are seeing now. It seems that the final decision is very will be taken very, very soon. So this is what we know. Okay. Then in terms of unfortunately we gave and our CEO gave you the trend with an in-depth analysis of the trend by geographic area for Q1, and even more because we said that we have enough capacity to serve our markets until the end of April, also May, I would say. So this is what we can say in terms of trend by geographic areas. The only thing that we can add is, and then I don't know if I've understood well your question, is that clearly going back to Europe, and as said by the CEO, the two-wheeler market started in an amazing way in Europe, not just in January, but also February. So across Europe, the market went up around 15% in, or even more in January. The trend is confirmed so far in February, with all European countries having a positive market trend, namely in over 50cc scooter and motorbikes. And some countries, above all, are very strong also in February, such as France, Italy, and Spain, in some cases also topping 20-25% growth. So, you know, which is the situation and what we think about the European market and the replacement cycle that should be the real driver of growth going forward. Then, probably, I missed one question. I don't remember which is the other question.
Yes, basically the price effect, and I know that the market in Europe is has started very well. I was just wondering, what do you expect for your volumes, because the destocking process is over, and now you should perform in line with the market.
We can't give a guidance in terms of volume, so you know what we see in Europe on top of this replacement cycle, long-lasting replacement cycle, is the fact that we are just 1 year ahead of the introduction of the Euro 5 engine vehicles. So probably with this year, the market will see at the end of the year the classical pre-buying demand upswing, and this is what we can see. Normally, in these years, if you go back in 2017 and 2018, the pure price effect is not very high. So it's more volume, less price.
Okay.
That's it. The only thing I can add for other region is in India, but you can see just looking on website, all the producers are increasing prices significantly just to cope with the cost increase with Bharat VI vehicles. But again, you can see the level of price increase just looking on the different website or different producer. And then, hold on 1 second. Yes, and then as said by the CEO, okay, clearly in Asia, we are foreseeing our Q1 trend positive, and we have good expectation for full year on a full year basis. So the trend is good. Keep in mind that both in India and in Asia, we are delivering well, and we are also enlarging our dealer network. So this is another driver of growth in these areas. there is the CEO that wants to add something.
Regarding Asia market, what is very positive is the trend on Thailand market,
mm-hmm.
on the and the Indonesia market and China market, despite the market in China is very few quantity of scooters, but they say that the price is very good and very profitable in this area. So the news that we have from Asia on a total market, including India, for 2020 is very positive.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for taking my question. So first one is on tax rate. You had the recent news flow on the new finance law in India, scrapping basically another corporate tax rate for foreign companies. How does it affect your view for tax rate guidance for 2020 onwards? Another question is on the CapEx spike. I recall that guidance for CapEx for the 2019 was 130, 135 million euros, and it came in at 141. Can you explain us why such a spike in the fourth quarter? And then finally on European volumes, at the end of 2020 will also be the end of the Euro 4, so models. Do you expect a spike in sales by year end, as it was the case in 2016 for Euro 3 models? And do you expect to benefit from that? Thank you.
First of all, the tax rate in India, we believe that clearly the impact is positive and will be positive in 2020. We are working to reduce the tax rate in 2020, even if it is too early in this moment to give you a specific target. So you have seen that we have met the target that I talked before in the conference call in October. So we talk about 42%, and this is what we have reached at the end of 2019. We will work on the same on this target for 2020, but it's too early to say something about a specific target for the year.
Yes. And as far as the European market is concerned, if I remember well your question, clearly, yes, in terms of retail market, so sell-out, probably at the end of this year, 2020, there will be a spike of volumes because people will tend to buy old, maybe Euro 4 vehicles. Yeah, so there is also here with me the head of European sales that is confirming that. So this is the trend that we expect. In terms of CapEx, the spike is just linked to new introduction of new engine and new vehicles, essentially what you can call, or normally in the financial community we call maintenance CapEx is very low, has been very low. So I remind you that we have introducing brand new engine in India, brand new engine already this year in Europe, several new scooter and motorbikes in Europe, in India, so a lot of products, and we are enlarging and strengthening our product lineup. And then keep in mind that also we are working strongly in India because we introduce a full range of new Bara 6 vehicle. New vehicle will come into the market with different engine maybe. And also we are in the final step or final stage of the development of the new four-wheeler vehicle with our with the Foton company in China. And so there is the last step of CapEx, and then you will see the outcome at the end of 2020. So that's the real reason behind the spike in capital expenditure. So need to comply with new regulation standard, and a deliberate strategy to reinforce and strengthen the product lineup. I don't know if it's real or not.
Just a follow-up. So for Euro 4, say it's clear that you expect something on sell-out, but on sell-in, I didn't get if you expect a positive impact for you on sell-in. And on CapEx, what are your expectations broadly for 2020?
Also for sell-in, as we said, and the CEO said, already Q1 and start in a very good way. You know, we are in a very volatile year, clearly. Not taking into account or thinking that this coronavirus effect will last not so long. Clearly, the trend of the market should be positive. Also, our sell-in data should be positive, clearly. So you will have maybe mid-single digit or even more growth in terms of sell-in this year in Europe. CapEx in 2020, we don't give a clear guidance. We just show you that in the slide that probably the level of CapEx will remain in absolute terms high, in relative terms in, compared to revenues lower than maybe this year. So that's it.
So okay, thank you.
This is the only thing that we can say right now. Thank you.
The next question is from Renato Gargiulo with Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, my first question is on India. I was wondering if you can provide us any indication about your expected price impact this year, also given the shift to the new Bharat Stage engines. Second question is on Europe. If you can just remind us or give any update about your current utilization rate of your production capacity in Europe, given your projections on volumes for this year. And last one, quick one, just on Vespa Elettrica, if you can give us any update about how things are going. Thank you.
So starting with the last question, Vespa Elettrica, yes, we launched the Vespa Elettrica in, we say, the end of 2018. We had a medium-term target of around 3,000 units, and this is exactly the target that we achieved. So, also there has been a good answer for the new Vespa Elettrica that can reach 70 kilometers per hour. So, we launched the product just in November, and we sold probably more than 500 units. So, we are satisfied. Going back to production capacity, we don't disclose the capacity that we have in Europe. Imagine that we have enough capacity to follow the market for several years. Again, it maybe that was also the sense of the slide that I had at the end of the presentation. In terms of a capital expenditure for plants, everything has been done. So we have enough capacity in Europe, in Asia, and in India to follow the medium-term market trend or market dynamic, I would say. Then there was the other question on, sorry?
On Indian
pricing. India. So as I was saying before, if you look on the specific website, you see that everybody in the two-wheeler sector is increasing prices in between 15% and 25% in some cases. So there are websites. And similar thing in for like commercial vehicles, it depends on the kind of engine. Price increase will be higher, we've seen some competitors, for diesel engine and less for petrol engine. But consider rule of thumb in between 10, 25%. I know that the range is a wide range, but consider that as a rule of thumb. So these are price increase that you can find on website. And then you can guess what we are doing in the future.
Okay, thank you. If I may, just a very, very quick follow-up. On the quarter, on the last quarter of the year, I see around 2 million of write-downs. Can you give us an indication about what's inside?
More or less it's something normal in our life. As you know, we have to define if something is to scrapping, and this is what we have done this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Emanuele Gallazzi with Equita. Please go ahead. Mr. Gallazzi, your line is open.
Yes, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have a couple of questions. Well, the first one is on the EBITDA, if you can share with us your expectation for 2020. And the second one is on the project with Photon. You confirmed the timetable, but I was wondering if you could give us an update about this project and your expectation, let's say, for 2020 and maybe 2021.
No, as for EBITDA, unfortunately, you know, this is a particular year, so we don't give a guidance in terms of EBITDA. I'm sorry for that. So we gave you the idea of the trend, what we're achieving in Q1, which are sort of expected trends by geographic area, but we don't give a guidance as far as now for the full year. It is also normal because normally we don't give a guidance in February. We wait at least Q1 to give a specific guidance in terms of EBITDA. As far as Photon, yes, we answered before. Everything is on track. We are not experiencing any problem there. In the past, as the CEO said in prior conference call, we said that we aim and launching the new product at the end of 2020, and so far this is what we can confirm. So there are no news or good news if you want for Photon.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Massimo Vecchio with UBI Banca. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. My first question is on the net working capital. You had a very strong performance in 2019, strong cash generation despite revenues going up. You ending the year with very low inventories. I was wondering if you can help us understand what should happen in 2020 and some drivers on how we can model this item. Second question is on the new model launches. You mentioned that several times during the conference call. I was wondering if you can give us the top two or three model that you will launch this year and also the timing of these launches. Thanks.
Yes. So in terms of product launches, clearly the bright spot this year will be the launch of the Aprilia 660 that we show also during the last motor show in Milan in November. So we can't wait to launch the product. Then we have just launched, as you know, the new brand new Medley. We will be launching, there are some model year vehicles. And then in India, as I was mentioning before, and the CEO was mentioning before, we had just presented the new Aprilia SXR, and the market answered very, very well. So as we said, there are people that are ready to open up to 80 points of sales just to be ready to sell these new vehicle in India. In India, too, we have just launched the Ape ACT electric with swappable batteries. Maybe we will be launching something again electric in that field in India during the year, across the year. On top of that, some other vehicles with other engine in India for 2 years. So we are enforcing our product lineup for the commercial vehicles. And then, as you, I was mentioning before, the new Porta that has been developed together with Photon. So
okay.
This is
the,
for
the 650. The timing is right now, I guess, if I understand correctly.
Probably yes. It will be the September. Probably will be available for customer. You can try it maybe in May when there is the big gathering in Mugello, but then maybe you have to wait until September to buy the vehicle in our dealer network. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, let's see, Massimo, probably you ask something else? No.
The net working capital, if you can help us.
Yes. Net working capital. Working capital has been positive. You want detail about the net working capital in 2019, or to have an overview on 2020? It will be.
2020 and on.
You know how working capital works, so it's always a delta versus prior year. We reached the best cash generation with the working capital in 2019. It's impossible to reach the same level in 2020, I would say. Clearly, probably we aim at creating again cash with working capital with a lower extent. So you can squeeze, the receivables or inventories continuously. So it's always a delta versus prior year. The aim is to keep on generating cash through working capital.
So sorry, if I understand correctly, you will still generate some cash in 2020 from
yes,
working capital?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But there was no.
Not at the same extent.
No,
maybe you can guess something between €20 million. That would be our best guess now. We'd be very, very lucky.
Okay, so there was nothing extraordinary, let's say, in 2019. It was.
In terms of working capital, probably not, because it's always a delta compared to prior year. So it's very difficult when you achieve a record level in one year to go on to squeeze even more some items such as receivables and inventories.
Okay, so you're happy with the current level of inventory that you have and that dealers have?
We can work on that because there are differences between geographic areas, namely clearly in the what we call DSO. So we, for example, we reduced the DSO in Europe last year. So we are working. There are spaces for more efficiency. But this is what we can do, or we can forecast now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. The first one is on 2019 volumes. If you could help us understanding the breakdown, in particular in Southeast Asia among main countries, so Vietnam, Thailand, and Indonesia, and also in Western country between Europe and North America. And the second one is on price mix effect in Western countries 2019. If you can tell us how much of the around 6% delta is attributable to volume, to mix, and how much to pricing, and which are the drivers that you see for current year? Thank you.
Sorry, when you the breakdown is for 2019, I mean, Asia and
19.
19.
Yes.
Roughly, because we don't disclose numbers, so we can just say that, as written in the press release on the slide, that there have been some countries performing very, very well, Indonesia, Thailand, and China, namely. Putting all together, these countries probably have a size that is higher than Vietnam, but that's it, so we can't disclose anymore. In terms of Western countries, on the contrary, we can give you the number of North America because it will be disclosed also in our annual report. So we sold in North America around 11,000 two-wheeler, and the remaining part are EMEA, what we call domestic Europe plus North Africa and other countries. So this is the split. In this case, it's something that is disclosed and that we can give you. That's it. Then the price mix effect, we said probably during the speech also, is mainly mix effect and then price. Both were positive in Europe last year. More mix is very easy to understand why, because we have been extremely successful with some motorbikes that have an average selling price higher than scooter, namely the Moto Guzzi V85. We sold more than 6,000 units of this vehicle, and as you have seen, we reached the best results ever in terms of volumes and revenues from Moto Guzzi last year. So the mix effect has been the main part of the effect. And then there has been also good pricing with some good products such as Vespa and other, or MP3, but a lower extent.
It's reasonable assuming that in 2020, this mix effect will be probably a bit lower.
Lower, yes, because
Yeah.
the debt in banks can be maybe, yes, maybe, yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Michele Baldelli with Exane BNP Paribas.
Hello, thanks for taking my questions. I've got a couple of them, mostly focusing on the balance sheet. First one is about the reverse factoring, if you can give us the amount of the reverse factoring and also the direct factoring on the receivable side. The second one is a curiosity about the fact that the parent company is giving loans. Let's say, a detail on the cash flow statement. Loans given. I was wondering, these loans given are to the Piaggio Fast Forward initiative? Thank you.
Okay. About the reverse factoring, the factoring on payables, the amount at the end of 2019 was around 198 million euro, 16 million euro above September 2019. More importantly, the weight of reverse factoring on total payables remains stable, 38% in 2019.
Okay, thank you.
About the factoring on receivables, it was around 100 million euro, 13 million more than December 2018, and this reflects higher revenues. In fact, the weight on revenues remained pretty much stable, around 6%.
Maybe we can elaborate later because we haven't understood very well the second question. Sorry, for conversational sake, we will go on with the conference call, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Gabriele Gambarova with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Just a couple of questions, residual ones. One was on this new Aprilia model you are launching on the Indian market. Can you give me some more details on the positioning of the kind of vehicle? The second one was on Moto Guzzi. Is it possible to know how many bikes you sold in 2019? Thank you.
Yes, Moto Guzzi were around 11,000 vehicles. In terms of volume, this is the best result ever. As far as the new Aprilia SXR, clearly will be priced in between the normal Aprilia SR and the Vespa scooter, and all these scooters have a premium price in the market, so well above competitors. We are adding a vehicle in the premium part of the market. This is what we can see. Again, looking at website, you can see that actual Mumbai price, we have the Vespa that can reach even 130,000-140,000 rupee. The Vespa, the Aprilia SXR will be something lower, but something above the 100, close to 100,000 rupee, at which we are selling the Aprilia SR 125, something in between. The kind of the clients and more so the target is always the same.
Okay. Do you think you will grow in terms of volumes there, thanks to both new dealerships, new models? What is the sentiment on Indian two-wheeler?
No, absolutely. As Alessandra was underlining during the conference call, already last year, we achieved the best sell-out ever in India for two-wheelers, okay? The sell-out, not sell-in, what we are selling two-wheelers. Clearly, the aim is to grow, to keep on growing in India. As we said, we are also strengthening the dealer network. We are adding maybe 80 point of sales in the medium term, just to launch, to sell this product. So the aim is to keep on growing and to strengthen our positioning in the premium part of the market. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
The next question is a follow-up from Monica Bosio with Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I was wondering if you can give us an idea of the electric two-scooter market in Europe. Obviously, most is related to the sharing of the vehicles, but I was just wondering if you can give us some highlights on the private consumption, excluding the sharing operations. Thank you very much.
Yes, Monica. Last year, the market has been in the region of 57,000 two-wheelers electric sold, so with a big jump versus prior year. But keep in mind, the main part of these electric two-wheelers were two-wheelers sold to scooter renting companies, well, B2B, not B2C. Around, we are estimating around 85% of the market was still 85% also. We are confirming here, so 85% of the market was just focused or concentrated, sorry, in the B2B segment.
B2B.
B2B.
Okay, thank you very much.
Monica, hold on. Yes. Vespa Elettrica has a 7% market share in the total market.
7%?
Electric market.
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Nearly B2C market. B2C
yes.
Market, not B2B. Clearly, yes.
Yes, obvious. Thank you.
Yes.
There is no question at the moment.
Yes, so I think that we can...
Excuse me. There is a follow-up from Renato Gargiulo with Fidentiis. Please, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my follow-up. Very quick one. Thank you for the clarification on coronavirus. I was wondering, so it's clear that you are not expecting any delay in shipments, etc. But can we expect any, let's say, extra cost looking to the first part of the year related to shipments? You were talking about replacing some maritime shipping with the Teresa One, etc. Okay.
No, so far no. No, non additional cost, as far as we know.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that now we can close the call. Thank you very much for attending this conference call. As usual, if you need more clarification, more information, I'm also Michele Baldelli. I will try to answer your question. Sorry. I'm available now, later, and when you want. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.